You'll never guess why Brandon Tatum wanted to initiate violence and pull a gun on somebody in a grocery store parking lot.
I almost had to put these hands on somebody at the grocery store. I almost had to throw the hands on homeboy at the grocery store. Now I almost had to put my hands on homeboy. I may have to put these hands on somebody, or I may have to, you know, pull out the strap.
But here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
Either give me your ID or you go to jail. How about that?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Here's the deal.
Mazda heading south on Three Points Road.
Okay, I want to go over this video produced by The Officer Tatum Channel, where Brandon Soften Him Up Tatum recounts an experience he had in a grocery store parking lot. And I call him Soften Him Up Tatum because he endorses the physical violence and abuse of children by adults in broad daylight to the point where that adult can get on top of a kid and beat him in the chest as long as that adult is wearing a costume and a badge and calls himself a police officer. I've done a video on that in the past. If you want to take a look at it, I'll try to find the link. The reason I think we need to talk about this is because it's an example of the mentality of a former police officer, which is also exemplified by the actions of current police officers, where their egos are so fragile and they're so insecure that they cannot allow somebody to express their First Amendment right to express their opinions without getting offended, to the point where Tatum would actually contemplate initiating violence on the other person. Apparently, somebody didn't like Tatum's thin blue line terrorist flag that he has on his truck in a grocery store parking lot and then flipped Tatum off. So here's Brandon's account of this.
Now, I'm going to let myself tell you what happened and then I'm going to explain it right after the video. Rotofilm.
I got a question for y'all. So this guy flipped me off, stuck his middle finger up in my car when I drove by with the Blue Lives Matter flag. And he's running off here. Should I confront him or not? Should I put him on IG or not? Because I put him on IG. Should I? Okay. Come on. What were you saying? Don't run off now. What were you saying? About back in the blue. About supporting police. What were you saying? You what? Okay. What are you saying? All right.
Y'all, it was way more to it than just that. I'm telling you. So let me explain it from the top down. I got my big old red truck. It has this big Blue Lives Matter flag on it, right? I'm going through the grocery store parking lot. I'm going this way. This dude is coming across this way, right? I got to stop so he can go by. He drives by and he sticks the finger up at me like this the whole time. I mean, he's driving. He's just like, out his door. And I don't know if he thought I was black at first, right? Because I don't get a big red truck. That's white boy stuff, right? White people normally drive the big red truck with a big Blue Lives Matter flag on. That's what they think. So, you know, I don't think he thought I was black at first. So he sticks the finger up at me. We just so happen to be parking in the same area. So I park down a bit. He drives through the parking lot, try to escape. And I'm like, bro, I ain't even tripping on you like that. I get out the truck, and I'm 6'2", 260. I'm a big dude, man. I get out the truck, he looking back, and he running. Like, he running the store. I mean, not running, but y'all know he walking real fast. He walking the store like he on a brisk jog. He get in there, he take his basket, he gone. So I get on live, and I say, man, should I put this guy on Instagram? He had gone in the store. So I was like, I could find him if I want to. And then I saw him. And before I record it, because I ain't trying to record just in case it get jiggy. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no phone in my hand. I may have to put these hands on somebody, or I may have to, you know, pull out the strap if a person pull it on me. That's all I'm saying. So I said, hey, man, you got a problem with my flag? And he go, you Trump. He started talking about Trump. You that stupid dude. Don't even half of the country. Don't. I'm like, what are you talking about, bro? That's a Blue Lives Matter flag. The honoring police officers that serve and protect. What are you talking about? He walks away, and we're close to each other at this point. He's walking. And I say, He go, I'm a millionaire. I'm a millionaire. And that's what he said. I'm a millionaire. I said, what does that mean? What does that matter? I'm a millionaire too. That's what I told him. He go, what do you do for a living? I'm a millionaire. You know, I don't know. I don't know who he thought he was talking to. And I said, I'm a public figure. I'm going to put you on IG. So he started going faster and faster, right? And I'm trying to get my phone out, and I'm pretty much walking after this dude in the grocery store. And there's a lot of people there, right? And I'm not good on the camera because I'm not trying to be viral. And so I'm kind of recording him and talking to him. But in my mind, I'm like, man, if this dude pull out a gun, we're going to have to go to work. So I ain't going to be running up on nobody and taking nobody for granted. You know what I'm saying? So a part of me is like, I'm going to keep my distance, and I'm going to yell at the guy and get my point across. And therefore, if I got a little distance, just in case homeboy pull out a gun on me, you know, hey, good luck, bro. I was on the SWAT team, bro. Good luck. So, but anyway, I'm not promoting violence or nothing. But, man, I'm sick of these people doing this, and they go unchecked. And so with me, I'm with it. Like, if it come down to it, I can defend myself. But a lot of people can't. And these cowards get away with flipping you off, talking trash to you, being mean to you because they think you some little puny dude, or they think you a woman, and they're going to just try to do something to you because you ain't going to say nothing. So, okay, he messed with the wrong dude. So I said something to him. I confronted him, you know, and I could have went harder on it, but I really wasn't trying to do all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a grown man. Like, I'm not trying to be on the internet and stuff, you know, going viral, following people around the store. I'm like, nah, I don't want to go that far because it could go life and death. And I want all y'all to realize that too. You know, even if you confront somebody, don't take nobody for granted, man. Even though he a punk and he's soft as a marshmallow, and I would have drug him out through the store if it came down to it. In reality, you know, he could be scary and pull a gun out on you. You got to be ready. So avoid confronting people. But if you do want to call people out on their BS, don't be afraid to. They need to know they can't just do this to people and just skate off in the store. Nah, I'm gonna call you on it. I'm gonna call you on it. You know, you threw the middle finger up at me. Tell, you know. A part of me wish I'd have went harder, though. A part of me wish I'd have chased him around the store and yelled as loud as I can. So you stuck the middle finger up at me, huh? You said you hate police, huh? So once I drag you in here, don't call the police. That's what I wanted to say. But anyway, I thought it was interesting to let y'all know that, man. I almost had to put my hands on homeboy. I'm not going to lie. In my heart, when I saw him stick the middle finger up at that flag, I got in my feelings. I said, I could just go in there and dog this dude real quick, and it'll be over quick. And I'll put him on IG, and y'all see him there bleeding. But I said, you know, let me not be that way, man. I'm a Christian. I'm trying to live a good life. I'm a leader. I'm an example. People look up to me. Let me just leave it alone. And then I just couldn't take it. I just had to at least say something to the guy. He saw me, and he kept running from me in the store. You know, I saw him ducking. I'm like, what is this fool doing? I said, I'm at least say something to him. I ain't got to be crazy with him. I ain't got to pull a gun on him or nothing. I said, hey, you got a problem with my flag? Like, nah, bro, don't run now, because you flipped me off in the car, and now you see me face to face. You don't want to talk. You want to talk about Trump and run. Anyway, man, I hate these cowards, man. I really do, man. I don't hate them. I hate their actions. I hate how people behave. Because if I was the old Tatum, that wouldn't have been pretty for him, and I ran. I'd have swept him on the floor and ran. And they would have probably caught me, maybe not. I just wouldn't have went to the grocery store, that grocery store no more. But anyway, I don't condone that, man. I'm a changed man. I'm a Christian man. But sometimes you got to call the people out on their BS.
So let's summarize this. Brandon Tatum, former domestic terrorist with a SWAT team, which specializes in anti-Fourth Amendment no-knock raids, among other things, is driving around with a desecrated American flag with a blue line which promotes the thin blue line of the Freemasonic Brotherhood gang. And a guy sees this truck and the flag in the grocery store parking lot, and all he does reportedly is flip him off and cuss him out. And Tatum judged this as something that warranted having to almost put his hands on a person exercising his freedom of speech. But it isn't enough that Tatum wanted to initiate violence on this guy. He wanted to let his audience know that he's a big dude that you don't want to mess with.
I'm 6'2", 260. I'm a big dude, man.
That he may have to put his hands on you for exercising your freedom of speech around him, or he'll have to pull out his gun on you.
I ain't got to be crazy with him. I ain't got to pull a gun on him or nothing. That's a Blue Lives Matter flag, the honoring police officers that serve and protect. What are you talking about?
That he's a millionaire too.
I'm a millionaire too. That's what I told him.
Brandon also wants people to know that he is somebody.
You know, I don't know. I don't know who he thought he was talking to.
That he's a public figure.
I'm a public figure. I'm going to put you on IG.
That if that dude pulls out a gun because Tatum decided to not let it go and follow the guy around the store, he'd have to go to work.
I'm like, man, if this dude pull out a gun, we're going to have to go to work.
Even though everything Tatum said in this demonstrates that he promotes violence, he wants you to know that he's not promoting violence or nothing.
But anyway, I'm not promoting violence or nothing.
He wants you to know that he's with it and can defend himself against a guy who's engaging in a constitutionally protected activity.
I'm with it. Like, if it come down to it, I can defend myself.
He wants you to know that if you're expressing your disdain for the Thin Blue Line gang around Tatum, you mess with the wrong dude.
Good luck, bro. I was on the SWAT team, bro. Good luck. Okay, he messed with the wrong dude.
Brandon also wants this guy to know that if he got irritated by being harassed by Tatum, he'll drag you through the store.
And he's soft as a marshmallow, and I would have drug him out through the store if it came down to it.
And he really wanted to go harder on this guy.
A part of me wish I'd have went harder, though. A part of me wish I'd have chased him around the store and yelled loud as I can. So you stuck the middle finger up at me, huh? You said you hate police, huh?
He even admits that he went all snowflake on us because this guy disrespected Brandon's beloved terrorist flag.
I almost had to put my hands on homeboy. I'm not going to lie. In my heart, when I saw him stick the middle finger up at that flag, I got in my feelings.
Brandon is displaying such a mental instability that he even fantasized about pummeling this guy and putting his bleeding body up on Instagram.
I could just go in there and dog this dude real quick, and it'll be over quick. And I'll put him on IG and y'all see him there bleeding.
But he can't do that because he's a leader and an example that people look up to.
I'm a leader. I'm an example. People look up to me. I ain't got to be crazy with them. I ain't got to pull a gun on them or nothing.
And why would this statement ever come up in somebody's heart for a person who merely expressed an opinion about a flag? Pull a gun on somebody that flipped you off? And then Tatum says what amounts to, if I weren't a Christian, I would have rained violence down on your head and I would have wiped the floor with you.
But anyway, I don't condone that, man. I'm a changed man. I'm a Christian man. But because if I was the old Tatum, that wouldn't have been pretty for him. And I ran. I'd have swept him on the floor and ran.
If you take a look at Tatum's video, his thumbnail literally says, "Leftist tried to fight me." That's either a lie or he omitted it from his story. At no point did we hear that this guy threatened Tatum with physical violence that warranted Tatum's fantasy of decking and bloodying the guy. And if that didn't happen, then why the lie? Here's the point. Officer Brandon Tatum displays the kind of weak-minded, inflated ego, conformist, do what you're told regardless of what is right, just follow orders, just doing my job, support the police even though they're not serving and protecting but harassing and collecting attitude that you see in every single abuser of power and authority. And what's truly disturbing about this video is not so much that you have one mentally ill YouTuber who wants to harm people for flipping off the terrorist flag. This guy has nearly 2 million people who follow him and a stellar like to dislike ratio on this video and more positive comments than the eye can see. If you want me to do a follow-up video on some of these outlandish, out in left field comments, let me know.
If you haven't done so already, subscribe to this channel, hit the bell notification icon, give it a thumbs up, share it with everybody you know, and don't forget to subscribe to my private email list through my website, highimpactflix.com. If you want to support the channel, one of the best things you can do is like and share this video with everybody you know, everywhere you can on social media. If you want to support further, the Patreon, Bitcoin, and Subscribestar links are in the description in the pinned comment. And if you want to support further, you can grab a hard-hitting conversation starting shirt from the shirt store. I'll see you guys in the next heavily censored Shadow Ban video.